Good morning and welcome to Start the Week, a ministry of Salem Reformed Church, Ashley, North Dakota. I am James Grossman, pastor at Salem Reformed, and I would like to thank you for joining us this morning. As we come to God's Word this morning, we come to Acts chapter 28, and we'll be looking at the first 10 verses as our text this morning as we continue with Paul having just been shipwrecked in chapter 27. So let us hear together the word of Almighty God. Now when they had escaped, they found out that the island was called Malta. And the natives showed us unusual kindness, for they kindled a fire and made us all welcome, because of the rain that was falling and because of the cold. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. So when the natives saw that the creature hanging from his hand, they said to one another, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he has escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow to live." But he shook off the creature into the fire and suffered no harm. However, they were expecting that he would swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But after they had looked for a long time and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. In that region there was an estate of a leading citizen of the island whose name was Publius, who received us and entertained us courteously for 3 days. And it happened that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and dysentery. Paul went in to him and prayed, and he laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. And they honored us in many ways. And when we departed, they provided such things as were necessary. Thus far the reading of God's word, may he add his blessing to it. Again, as we look at this passage of God's Word, we are reminded that God is in control and God is directing all things. As we look at this passage, we see Paul having just been shipwrecked. But not only is he then just shipwrecked, he is latched onto by a viper hanging off of his hand, ready to kill him. And yet, as he throws that viper into the fire, we see that the natives are prepared and ready for him to fall over dead because, of course, he's such an evil man. And yet we see God's hand working, showing who is important, what is true, that God is he who saves. And so that's what we see here in this passage. The theme that we want to see is that God demonstrates his power in unexpected ways through his servant to the natives on Malta. God demonstrates his power in unexpected ways through his servant to the natives on Malta. In the first two verses, we see that they are greeted with unusual kindness. Second of all, in verses 3 through 6, we see that Paul's mortal danger confuses the natives. And then in verses 7 through 10, we see Paul shows that his power is in Christ. So first of all, we see that they are greeted with unusual kindness. They escape from the shipwreck, as we said in the previous chapter, and they find that they are on Malta. God directs even where we shipwreck. We need to understand that. And the barbarians showed them unusual kindness. Instead of coming up on a tribe of headhunters, they have come to those of unusual kindness who kindle a fire for them. If you've ever tried to kindle a fire when it is cold and rainy, this is no small feat, even with modern technology. And back then, it was far greater for them, and they were very kind in doing this to help Paul and the rest of the those who had been shipwrecked. They take care of them. They provide heat and shelter for them. And so Paul is working with them, providing firewood for the fire, and Paul is gathering a bundle of sticks and throwing it into the fire, and a viper latches himself onto Paul's hand. And this mortal danger confuses the natives and points to Christ, points to God. Now we have to understand something. This is very much something that does happen. Snakes hide among sticks. Even up here in North Dakota, we know that. And even in tropical areas, you could very easily have this happen to you. Yet, this has not happened by chance. This is God's direction. And it is by God's direction to show God's power. And as they see Paul with this viper on his hand, what do they say? They say to one another, verse 5, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he has escaped the sea, yet justice does not allow to live." They say what we modern people call karma. He's going to die because he's such an evil person. And yet, as we look at this, we see God's direction of all things, that this whole idea of karma is useless. What's going on is God directs. And so God is giving himself opportunity to show his power in healing Paul, and his power then to this man also, to Publius's father. And we see that that power then is demonstrated throughout the whole island. God is working, showing who he is, showing his gift of life, physical life, showing who his servant is, Paul, and that indeed Paul speaks for him, speaking the gospel of the truth of salvation far more than earthly salvation of eternal life. So often we come to church looking for something earthly, looking for what do I get out of it physically. And what is important is that we get the gospel, we get the truth of salvation through Jesus Christ, through faith in him alone, and not the things that this earth provides. Not just a good fuzzy message that makes me feel good about myself and about you too. We need the message that tells us that we are bad, that the only way of salvation is through Jesus Christ. And so Paul shakes this creature off of his arm and lives. And they're wondering what's going on here. Paul shakes the creature into the fire and suffers no harm. They still watch him. They expect him to swell up, to suddenly fall down, dead. Still expecting this death because Paul was obviously deserving of it, seeing as this viper had latched himself onto his hand. And when he doesn't fall down, they change their minds. They say he's a god. He has power over this world and over the dangers of this world. And yet, God directs. The purpose of these things is not to show who Paul is. The purpose is to show who Jesus Christ is. Jesus said, Mark 16, verse 18, they will take up serpents, and if they drink anything deadly, it will be by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Notice that Paul is doing this. This is happening to Paul by God's direction to show who God is, to show his servant, and to verify the words that Paul is speaking. Very interesting. We don't see any of those recorded in front of us in this passage. But at that same time, we see the truth and the prayer of Paul and the effects of Paul's ministry of the gospel. And we know from other times, as Jesus says, your faith has healed you. These things don't happen by chance. They happen by the fact of the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so while Paul's mortal danger confuses them, yet Paul's preaching, Paul's power shows that his power is in Jesus Christ. And that's what we see in verses 7 through 10. We hear about this leading citizen, verse 7. In that region there was a state of the leading citizen of the island whose name was Publius, who received us and entertained us courteously for 3 days. He doesn't even tell about his father until 3 days later. And this leading citizen hosts them, and we hear about Publius, who is that his father is fit, has a fever and has dysentery. This is deadly. This is something that's not easily going to be healed. At that time in history, this was something that was going to cause him to die. And Paul prays for him. Paul lays hands on him, we read, and he is healed. Paul went into him and prayed and laid hands on him and healed him. So it was when this was done, the rest of those on the island who had diseases also came and were healed. This news is something that was absolutely amazing. This was something that was unheard of. Dysentery with a fever is very much close to death. And yet with that, we see that God shows whom his servant is. He shows what the truth of the gospel is, that the gospel is preached by Paul. Paul's not a god. Paul is just someone speaking the truth of salvation through Jesus Christ, the truth of the gospel. And the news of this healing, as we said, spreads throughout the island. The rest of the island who had diseases also came and were healed. Paul is not doing this for his own glory, but he is in all of this pointing to the Savior, Jesus Christ, bringing the gospel to those who had not heard. And Paul then and his companions are honored and provided for by God through the natives. We read in verse 10, they also honored us in many ways, and when we departed, they provided us such things as were necessary. Paul and his companions are honored. They sit in a place of honor. They're given a place of honor because of what God works through them. And this is a good thing. This isn't a bad thing that those who speak the message of the gospel should be listened to, should have a place of honor. But not because of who we are, but because of the gospel. That God's word is so important. And that those who bring that gospel ought to be honored. And those who claim to bring the gospel but don't ought not be honored. We need to understand that as well. And so they're honored and they're provided for such things as were necessary. Indeed, even we see that they're provided for as they leave. And so Paul and his companions receive from the natives honor. They receive from them provisions. And why did the natives do these things for Paul and his companions? Because Paul had brought to them healing. Not only the healing of physical problems, but the healing of the most important problem, of their spiritual problem, of sin. And that's what we see here. We see that God demonstrates his power. That Paul is demonstrating who God is. That God works through Paul, even in this horrific situation. Paul has been shipwrecked. He is on his way to Rome to be judged before Caesar. At the end of the book here, at the end of this chapter we read, we don't really have a final answer on what goes on. But we understand that Paul was put to death because of the gospel. And yet we understand from what Paul has written elsewhere that even those of Caesar's household know who Paul is, know who Jesus is. That there are those of his household who believe. And so as we look at this, we see God's power demonstrated among this community who had little access apparently to the outside world, and yet at that same time, God shows his gospel to those who need to hear, and we need to hear, and we need to spread that gospel to those who have not heard around us in our communities and throughout the world. So sadly, this gospel of Jesus Christ, of salvation through Jesus Christ alone, has not been heard, even in churches today. It's all about human works. It's all about human things. And we need to know the power of God of salvation to those who believe on Jesus Christ, that there is salvation through faith in his name. And that is our goal here on Start the Week, to bring that gospel to you, to tell you about the salvation which God gives, and to call you to faith in Jesus Christ alone. For there is, as Paul says, no other name given among men by which you must be saved. There is no other path of salvation. There is no other Savior than Jesus Christ. And so as we see them greeted with unusual kindness, this was unusual. We see that Paul is there in mortal danger, that he is, from a physical standpoint, should die. And yet at that same time he lives. Then they believed him to be a god for a moment. And Paul explains and shows that his power is not in the things of this world, but is in Jesus Christ alone. And that is where the power is, not in man, but in the word of Christ. And that is what I hope by God's grace we hear preached on this message week by week. Amen. Thank you for joining us on Start the Week this morning. If you have any questions concerning the things we cover on Start the Week or the Bible in general, feel free to contact us. Our telephone number is 701-288-3265. We invite you to join us for worship at Salem Reformed Church at 9 a.m. at 209 First Avenue Southwest in Ashley, North Dakota. We have begun worship services in Dickinson. My colleague, Reverend Dale Clark, is pastoring a chapel of Salem Reformed Church, First Reformed Chapel of Dickinson. They are meeting at the Holiday Inn Express at 2 p.m. Sundays for worship. If you have any questions, again, that number is 701-288-3265. If Ashley or Dickinson are too or far for you to travel, the Reformed Church in the United States also has churches in Minot and Anamoose in North Dakota, Aberdeen, Eureka, Harriet, Hosmer, Pier, Watertown, Menno, Mitchell, Rapid City, Sioux Falls, and Vermilion in South Dakota, and in Golden Valley, Eden Prairie, and Hamburg in Minnesota. We are giving away free copies of the Heidelberg Catechism, a summary of the scriptural doctrine of sin, salvation, and thankfulness. It includes an explanation of the Apostles' Creed, the Ten Commandments, and the Lord's Prayer. For your copy, please call 701-288-3265 or mail Salem Reformed Church, P.O. Box 345, Ashley, North Dakota, 58413, and we will be happy to send it to you. Well, that's all the time we have this week. We at Salem Reformed Church pray that you would have the comfort of knowing God this week and forever.